Welcome to Maseches Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches, Chapter 1, Mishnah 18. This Mishnah will quote a statement from Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, a very well-known figure throughout the Mishnayos, who ultimately tried to restore the glory to the seat of the Nasi, the president of Klal Yisrael, after the rebellion of Bar Kochva, and a period of time where he had to hide in Bavel, and finally he was able to come back to Eretz Yisrael, and he tried to restore the glory, and to a certain extent the influence of the Nasi on the rest of Klal Yisrael, so that should be guidance when it came to matters of Jewish life. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we can see this in what he said, Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oimei, the world stands on three things. Now we had previously, in Mishnah Beis, that the world stands on Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Therefore in this Mishnah, many changed the gears of the text to Al Shleisha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim. The three things mentioned in Mishnah Beis are what the world was established with. That means to kick off a world, there had to be Torah which preceded the world. There had to be Avodah, a way to connect to Hashem, and there had to be Gemilas Chasadim, a way to continue HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intent of Olam Chesed Yibana, of creating the world on Chesed. But this Mishnah is Kayim. What sustains the world and makes it that we can continue to have a functional existence? These are the three things that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Nasi, tried to share with everyone. Number one, Al Hadin. There has to be justice, there has to be a fair court system, there has to be laws, there has to be ordinances and penalties, because as Chazal teach us, if there is no law and there is no order, man swallows his friend and the world ceases to exist in a somewhat normal fashion. Number two, Al Ha'emes, truth. People cannot lie to one another. Once a person lies to somebody else, he loses his credibility, and you never know if what the person is saying is true, and therefore you have a world of uncertainty. And finally, Ve'al HaShalom, there has to be peace on a national level, and also on a personal level. Like we saw previously, if a person could have everything in the world, but if they don't have peace, they have no vessel which to contain all the bracha that Hashem has given them. And he says, it's actually a beferish pasuk, it's a pasuk in Zechariah. She'enemar, as it says in the pasuk, emes, truth, u mishpat, and justice, shalom, peace, shiftu b'shareicha, make sure that you have in your gates. The Yerushalmi teaches just one more layer on this, that if there's din, if there's justice, then there's truth, then ultimately there is shalom, there is peace. In other words, they're all interdependent in one another. You can't have a world which only has two of the three or one of the three. All three of these are pertinent and necessary in order for the world to function the way that it's supposed to. And we know that particularly when it comes to Yiddishkeit, and it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, you know, if a person has a sense of emes, of truth between them and Hashem, they're honest with themselves, then their avodah is different. The way they treat other people is different, and we have a much more functional society. Our communities could thrive and continue to get closer to Hashem. Wishing you a fantastic day, a wonderful rest of your week.